Donald Trump announces 50% tariff on autos, steel from Canada. By Nick Gilbertson on August 24, 2026. President Donald Trump announced Monday morning that he will impose a 50% duty on all trucks, cars, and steel from Canada in response to ridiculously high tariffs on American agricultural products. Trump took to Truth Social to announce the forthcoming duties, declaring that Canada will no longer be treated like a state of the Union. Canada has been ripping off the United States of America for years. Their ridiculously high tariffs on our farmers and farm products has made life impossible for these great American patriots, and has long created a $60 billion deficit between our two countries, he wrote, adding that it is not sustainable, and not anymore. On January 1, 2027, tariffs on all cars, trucks, both large and small, automotive parts, and steel, will be increased to 50%. Built in the U.S. and there are zero tariffs. Canada will be treated like a state no longer, he added. The president said that Canada is among the worst nations in the world to deal with on trade and on other issues. They feel entitled, and yet, we don't need Canada, they need U.S. They do 95% of their business with the U.S., with us, the exact opposite, he wrote. Trump's announcement comes days after prospects for a trade deal with Canada collapsed, which U.S. Trade Representative James B. Given called a missed opportunity for America's neighbor to the north. Canada declined to finalize the trade deal under the terms agreed earlier this week, Greer said. Despite the U.S. offer to Canada to receive the best treatment of any major exporter to our market, new demands and walkbacks of other commitments by Canada upended the careful balance reached in the past days. This is a missed opportunity for Canada to partner with the U.S., he added. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said the United States introduced last-minute changes to the deal. Last-minute changes in the U.S. proposed terms were unfair, uneconomic, and called into question the reliability of any deal, Carney claimed.